stay tuned for one of the most fascinating programs you'll ever hear as we explore the strange and mysterious world of the paranormal and UFOs. Welcome to the Paranet Continuum, a weekly program dealing with extraordinary claims of the paranormal, on Earth and beyond. Whether or not you believe in the paranormal, the controversies are real, and this program will try to get to the bottom of it. Your host is Michael Corbin, Director of Paranet Information Services, a global communications network based near Denver, Colorado, dedicated to the investigation of parapsychology, futuristic science, and the UFO enigma. We invite you to keep an open mind as we discuss some of the most fascinating and strange subjects around. Now here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And good evening and welcome to this edition of the Paranet Continuum. Tonight we're going to talk about the Roswell autopsy film that's going to be shown tomorrow night over the Fox Network. You want to check your local listings for that. But this is a very controversial film. And we're going to talk with Don Ecker. He's my guest tonight. Don is the research director for UFO Magazine. He's also the host of UFOs Tonight, heard over the cable radio network. And Don is going to give us an inside look at some of the stuff that's going on with the Ray Santilli film. Some of the stuff that Don is going to talk about is going to surprise you. So sit tight. We're going to take your calls tonight at 1-800-836-2009. That's 1-800-UFO-2009. And be sure and give us a call tonight if you have any questions about this, because this is going to be, to me, it's a hoax. But it's either going to be the grandest hoax, I think, so far to come down the pike, or if it's real, then I don't need to say any more. Okay. A couple of other announcements I want to make. For those of you who are getting this program on tape delayed status, I want to give you our address, our mailing address, so that you have a chance to win a free T-shirt. And, of course, we're going to give T-shirts away again tonight on the program. I think we're going to do about three giveaways. So when I give you out the number to call, you'd be prepared to call for your free T-shirt from Alien Grace. Now, for those of you who get this program on tape delayed status, send us a card with your name, your address, and your telephone number to Paranet, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, W-H-E-A-T, Ridge, Colorado, 80034-0172. That's Paranet, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034-0172. Okay, now, I just want to do a little tidbit thing here. I've got a book here called The National Directory of Haunted Places. It's a book by Dennis William Houck. It's a guidebook to ghostly abodes, sacred sites, UFO landings, and other supernatural locations. We thought it would kind of neat to mention a couple of these areas and places where we have stations. And tonight we're going to do the St. Augustine area of Florida, where our affiliate WFOY is picking up this program. This book has got all kinds of little locations in it that deal with, as I mentioned, haunted places and ghostly abodes, sacred sites, UFO landings, and other supernatural locations. And in St. Augustine, there is a place known as the Abbott Mansion. And it's this three-story manor house is now an apartment building, and tenants have been relating their encounters with two ghosts here for nearly 50 years. One is a plump woman in an old-fashioned dress called Miss Lucy, who is thought to be a member of the original Abbott family. The other is a man dressed in a sea captain's garb dubbed simply the Captain by residents. For those of you listening in Florida that pick up this program on WFOY, St. Augustine is 26 miles south of Jacksonville on U.S. Highway 1 on the northeastern coast of Florida, and the Abbott Mansion is two blocks north of the Ripley's Museum. So that's an interesting little tidbit. Our producer bought this book and took a tour of some of the places while he was on his vacation. Some of them are pretty interesting. Okay, let's move on to my guest tonight. My guest is Don Ecker. I've known him for many years. He's a friend of mine, and he is also the research director for UFO Magazine and the host of a program called UFOs Tonight. It's heard on the cable radio network each Saturday evening. Don is going to talk to us tonight about some of the stuff with the Santilli Roswell autopsy video, which is going to be shown on the Fox Network tomorrow night, August the 28th. This is a very controversial episode. Fox is billing it as the Roswell autopsy video, fact or fiction. And, of course, it allegedly shows the autopsy of an alien being that was recovered. I believe I understand it was recovered in June the 47 near Socorro rather than Roswell. Nevertheless, this video, Don has seen, I believe, parts of it or maybe all of it, and he's going to talk about that. So please welcome my guest tonight, Don Ecker. Good evening, Don.
Good evening, Mike, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for being on the program. It's a pleasure to have you here. Let's start off by familiarizing the audience with what is this Roswell autopsy video.
Well, I personally first heard about this alleged film, Mike, back in November of 1993. At the time, I was in Austria, in Vienna, as one of the speakers at the first international UFO conference that was being held there. And I ran into one of our British colleagues, Mr. Philip Mantle of the British UFO Research Organization. And during a chat one evening, he had told me that he had information concerning the fact that there was a group in London that actually got their hands on an actual film that had been shot in Roswell back in 1947 by a military photographer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give any credence to it, though, because all we had was strictly an anecdotal story. There were no names, no other information, and of course, at that time, absolutely no film. So I kind of tucked it out of my mind. But last year, there were a number of stories that were circulating in one newspaper in Great Britain, and even Omni magazine here in the States had run a story that allegedly, the information was, Steven Spielberg, the famous movie producer, was secretly working on a UFO movie and had actually gotten his hands on this real autopsy film. Well, we were very interested in that, began checking it out, and contacted Spielberg's offices, and they completely denied all of this. They didn't claim they didn't know what we were talking about. So later, I received a call from Paul Davids, who was the executive producer of the Roswell movie, which was on Showtime last year. And Davids had called up asking if we had any information. He had information that Fox Television and Rupert Murdoch had gotten the rights to this alleged actual film from Roswell, New Mexico. Well, having worked on a number of encounters programs and sightings programs as a consultant, I knew quite a few of the producers over at Fox, so I called them up. And the one that I spoke to was a fellow by the name of Bob Kiviat, who most recently has been a producer on the Encounters television program. And I asked Kiviat about that. Now, he had heard about these rumors himself from Omni magazine, but he hadn't heard anything about Fox getting their hands on this, so he said he'd check on it and get back to me. He began doing a little research, and the rumor was absolutely untrue at that point. However, he did find out that the people in London was the Merlin Group, and the contact man was a fellow by the name of Ray Santilli. He contacted Santilli, and at that time, Santilli and Group were shopping this movie around to various organizations all over the globe. So that's basically how Fox Television became originally involved.
Okay. Now, let's go to our first break, and we'll pick up where we left off when we come back on the other side of it. Don Ecker is my guest. He is the research director for UFO Magazine and the host of UFOs Tonight, heard over the cable radio network. We're talking about the Roswell autopsy video footage that's going to be shown tomorrow night on the Fox network, and we're going to find out if this is or fact or fiction, as Fox is billing it. What do you think? 1-800-836-2009. That's 1-800-UFO-2009. I'll be giving a t-shirt away during the break, so get ready to dial, and I'll give out that information here shortly. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum. I'll be right back.
There are many magazines about UFOs. Continuum is different. Continuum is the official quarterly publication of Paranet and MICAP, and is the outgrowth of Paranet's worldwide communications network on paranormal phenomena. It's in-depth, challenging, and above all, fascinating. It takes a straight-ahead, no-nonsense look at UFOs, worldwide sighting reports, parapsychology, abduction phenomena, futuristic science, and much, much more. You can get Continuum for just $18 a year. Continuum is also available by fax for a small additional fee. Be informed. Call now and subscribe to Continuum. Call 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. Continuum, published by Paranet Information Services and MICAP. Order yours today at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. Continuum, one of the most fascinating magazines you'll ever read.
Pilots, when you fly, you need convenient, accurate information for safe flight and landing operations, as well as local businesses that provide you with the services and treatment you deserve. The Skyway Publications Airport Directory and Entertainment Guides are what you need. These are free, pocket-sized guides giving you information about large and small airports all over the country. Information like radio frequencies, runway systems, coordinates, and taxiways, as well as fuel and aircraft services provided at the airport, and local businesses catering to private pilots. It's yours, free. Ask the fixed base operator at your favorite stops to carry the Skyway Airport Directory and Entertainment Guides, or call area 303-669-1800. Skyway Publications, your ticket to safer, cheaper, and more convenient flight. Talk to the FBO at your favorite destinations or call Skyway Publications at area 303-669-1800.
Sometimes stranger than fiction. Finding out the truth is the hard part. Join us in our search with the Paranet Continuum. Here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And please welcome back my guest, Don Ecker. Don is the research director for UFO Magazine, and he's the host of UFOs Tonight, heard on the cable radio network each Saturday night. Welcome back, Don.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Now, have you seen the video yourself?
Yes.
Okay, tell us, what is your impression, and what does it show?
Well, before I do that, I think that it's important, Mike, to point out that since at least the 1980s, it is possible, as I'm sure you and all your audience are aware, that with today's technology, people can do anything with
sure.
cameras, film, videotape, and it's virtually impossible to detect a fraud if it's done professionally.
Right.
Anybody that's gone to see... any special effects film, like for heaven's sake, the last Star Trek movie with both crews, know that anything can be made to seem absolutely indistinguishable from fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So we are basically left with just a couple of areas to determine whether this is real or not. Now, I've been involved up to my eyebrows and then some in investigating this thing. And it's come down to two basic areas where we'll get a handle on this. Number one, the absolute and refined chemical analysis of the original film, the film with the scenes of the body, the cadaver on it, which has not yet been done. Now, Bob Schell of Shutterbug Magazine, was picked out by the people at Maryland Group and also Fox Television to witness a chemical analysis conducted at Kodak on some of this original film. And unfortunately, the film that he watched being analyzed did not have any of the actual scenes on it. As he described it, the room itself was visible in some of the frames, but nothing else. So in my opinion, that negates the entire thing.
Yeah.
Anybody could pull off something like that with a piece of old film. The other thing that must be done, the cameraman, the guy that is still alive, described as being in his early 80s, and from what I understand, not absolutely good health, will have to be found, and this man will have to come on the record, whether he wants to or not. Now, it's my understanding, having talked on a number of occasions with the people in London, that this man has concerns about the government coming after him, about the IRS coming after him because of the rather large amount of money that purportedly he was paid by the Maryland Group and Ray Santilli for this footage. And he has concerns that his family will be bothered by the curious and by researchers and so forth. Well, you know what? The guy crossed the line. If this is real, he crossed the line when he sold that film. He had to know, or if he didn't,
well, absolutely.
Then he's mm-hmm. damned stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He had to know that there are going to be people that are going to want to verify this.
Well, if this is the most important event of mankind's history, if it is real, of course.
Absolutely. And so far, no one, and I mean no one, has been able to track this guy down, and Santilli will not release his name to anybody. Now, even if this guy were willing to go completely off the record, but yet still speak to several legitimate and highly respected UFO researchers or someone that can get him on the record, then I think that would be acceptable. But up to this point, it hasn't been done. And Santilli himself has been caught by me in several lies.
Okay.
So anything that's coming out of the UK and this guy right now, as far as I'm concerned, is highly suspect.
It's a bit slippery, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And Fox Television, when originally I was, and I thought I was going to be working with them right up until a couple of weeks ago, and that in itself is another story. They knew ahead of time that the only way to verify this thing was to go after the cameraman. And had they have done what they told me they were going to do, and that was I was going to initially lead the investigative effort to find this guy 2 or 2.5 months ago, I have no doubt that I could have been able to track him down. As it is right now, I am working through other areas, and I have a good lead on where this guy is. And I'm hoping before too long that I'm going to be able to absolutely find him. And if I do, I'm going to go down to see him. But the bottom line is Fox, up to this point, is running this strictly as fact or fiction because they didn't want to go the whole distance. I think that they were strictly counting on the ratings of this. And look at who they're putting it up against. They're putting it up against the season premiere of Star Trek Voyager. So they undoubtedly have high hopes that this is going to be a ratings killer.
Oh, boy. Let me ask you this. You mentioned a little bit ago money. How much money has been paid to this alleged photographer, do you know?
Around $100,000.
Okay, that's a pretty good sum of money.
That's a good chunk.
Yeah. Now, Don, what is your impression? First of all, let's start off by, what does this footage show? What does it actually show?
The footage opens up, Mike, with two individuals in what appear to be radiation suits, circa the late 1940s, with the full head covering, with a little welder's glass type, you know, window
right.
look through,
mm-hmm.
covered top to bottom, excuse me, and there are only two individuals in the room. There is a third individual standing behind a glass window in a complete surgical gown and face mask. They zoom in on the body and walk around the body. The body appears to be about 4'11", perhaps 5 feet tall. Completely nude, completely hairless. It appears to be female. And the reason I say that, for those people that may not have had a chance to see the photographs that have been on the internet now for some time, it appears to have very rudimentary female genitalia. There are no obvious breasts on the body, however, and the stomach is severely distended. Now, one of the oddities with this body, and you get to see this in several scenes, is the fact that both hands and both feet have six digits. The right leg on the cadaver is severely traumatized. There's a tremendous gaping wound from the knee up to the thigh. One of the arms appears to have been either severed or torn out of the socket, and the wrist appears to be severed. But they have the hand lying right there with the rest of the arm. But you can clearly see that something caused it to be severed. The eyes are very large with a black lens or a black covering on them. Now, I'm sure all your audience has heard stories about the little gray creatures, the little gray aliens,
sure,
supposed aliens,
mm-hmm,
with the black eyes. Well, this body definitely has black eyes. Now, in one scene, the pathologist or surgeon or whatever they're supposed to be remove these two black coverings from the eyes with a pair of what looked to be tweezers. And underneath, they are very normal-appearing eyes, except they're much larger than our standard, and they're rolled up into the head. There's no doubt this cadaver certainly appears to be biological.
Okay, hold it there. We're going to go to another break. Don Ecker is my guest. We're talking about the Roswell video that's going to be shown tomorrow night on Fox. Is it fact or fiction? I want to hear from you. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. T-shirt giveaway coming up right now after this first announcement, so stay tuned. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum. We'll be right back. We'd like to welcome a new sponsor to the Paranet Continuum. It's Alien Grays, and now Alien Grays makes T-shirts and sweatshirts for the UFO enthusiast. And let me tell you, it's some of the best artwork you've ever seen on a T-shirt. Alien Grays has over 15 designs, including the thin-faced Alien Gray with almond-shaped eyes that abductees have talked about so much, X-File shirts, Star Trek shirts, Fire in the Sky, and other dazzling alien life forms and space art. Now, all T-shirts are blazing full-color laser-printed onto 100% pre-shrunk white cotton tees. These shirts will attract a lot of attention when you wear them. Now, to order, call this number during the week. It's 1-800-561-7775. That's 1-800-561-7775. Now, Alien Grays is helping to support this show by giving you a free shirt if you call in now. I'm going to take the fifth caller now at 1-800-UFO-2009. That's caller number 5 at 1-800-836-2009 for a free T-shirt from Alien Grays and Paranet.
It's been said that the pen is mightier than the sword. With Paranet, the computer and modem is mightier than the pen. Paranet is the world's foremost electronic authority on UFOs and the paranormal. Paranet gives you rapid access to UFO researchers and others like you who want to know what's going on. You'll find stimulating discussions with an interactive link to the world through the Internet's information superhighway. There's a variety of departments dealing with paranormal activities, parapsychology, alien abduction research, conspiracy theories and government cover-ups, and cutting-edge science. There's even a skeptics conference. Paranet also has the world's most comprehensive database of news articles, sighting reports, and much more available for a small fee. So plug into power and knowledge with Paranet. Call the data line at 303-863-0469. That's 303-863-0469. Or for more information, contact Paranet at 303-863-0484. Some of the things you'll hear on this program are simply unbelievable. But what if they're for real? Keep an open mind and stay tuned to the Paranet Continuum with your host, Michael Corbin.
And welcome back, my guest, Don Ecker, Research Director for UFO Magazine and host of UFOs Tonight, heard over the cable radio network each Saturday night. Welcome back, Don. Now, when we went to break, we were talking about the appearance of the alien. What does the autopsy show now?
Well, I think, actually, Mike, it would be much more accurate to call this a dissection.
Okay.
I don't know if your audience is aware that I'm a former law enforcement officer. And I've been to a number of autopsies as a police officer. So when I went into to view this at Fox, I was expecting to see certain things. And the one thing that I've seen present at every autopsy that I've ever been to is a scale to weigh the various organs. In a human autopsy, they are checked against what is considered to be the human normal. And in this particular case, I guess an argument could be made that how could you know what an alien normal is? Well, nonetheless, they would have to...
You'd still be interested in knowing the different parts and what they weigh.
Absolutely. There was no scale present. So whether this means anything or not, I'm not sure. Also, in one of the photographs, there appeared to be a lit Bunsen burner. Now, that struck me as pretty unusual, because if this is an operating theater that they took this to, let's say, for example, a military operating theater, then one of the things that would be present, especially back in 1947, would be explosive gases.
Mm-hmm.
And it would seem that it would be unlikely that there would be a lit Bunsen burner. Now, I've talked to some doctors about this. And one particular individual told me that they might have been using something like that in order to clean off their instruments. But we don't know.
Sure.
Because we don't have a lot of other information. But the one scene that was rather unusual, and I have to state that all the organs that were removed, the cameraman attempted to zoom in with what has been described as a 16-millimeter camera. That's what was being used, and that's what this film is.
Mm-hmm.
And all the organs are somewhat out of focus. Now, it's my understanding that it was because of the type of camera that they were using, and they were rather hard to focus on those close-up shots. But they pulled at one point out what a number of other people that have viewed this have described as a crystal-looking thing out of the chest. Now, what that is anybody's guess, but it was rather strange, unusual, and I found it somewhat fascinating.
Okay.
But when the brain was removed from the head, and I'm familiar with what a human brain looks like, it certainly did not appear human. So once again, we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. Now, I don't want everybody to get real excited about seeing this tomorrow for one other reason. This past week, I received a call from somebody at Paramount who was calling on behalf of somebody at Fox, and there had been a number of concerns generated by Fox affiliates around the country that this may not be shown because of the graphic nature of this. And one of the questions this guy at Paramount asked me is if I thought it was conceivable that instead of running a lot of this graphic footage, if in fact they just showed some of these photos. I told him that I thought that would be a horrible idea, that people all over the country are expecting to see this. But we had a call on my radio show last night from a guy in New Mexico who was able to pick up on his satellite dish a wild feed that Fox had been sending out to some of the affiliates that in fact was this program. And he said that you do not get a chance to see a whole lot before they break away to a talking head. So I guess we're all going to have to just wait and see what they ultimately end up with tomorrow.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Going back to Santilli, now Santilli is the guy that actually introduced this to the world, so to speak. Where did Santilli come from? I mean, who is this guy?
That is a rather unusual story also. Ray Santilli has absolutely nothing in the world to do with UFOs. He was part of a film distributorship. That's basically what their company does. And he was over here in the United States several years ago looking for some archival footage of Elvis Presley for a music video that was being prepared over there. And he found this alleged former military cameraman who had the footage that he was looking for. They made a business deal on it. Santilli bought it. And as he was leaving, this guy kind of said, as an aside, oh, by the way, would you be interested in some footage that I shot when I was in the service back in the 1940s that shows an alien body being autopsied? Well, what would anybody say
sure.
to something like that? They would be intrigued. And this guy then allegedly pulled out. He had about roughly 20 or 21 canisters of film from this event, or the event as he described it. And over a period of time, they were able to negotiate a price where Santilli took all this stuff off his hands. Now, this man allegedly told Santilli that had he have been an American, he never would have offered this. He just wanted to get this stuff off of his hands before he died, and he was happy to make some money doing it. But he did not want to be bothered with it. He very naively, if this is true, thought that if he gave this to a European, that would be the last that he ever heard about it, not realizing, of course, the worldwide interest in this subject and in this particular case.
That's interesting. Now, let me ask you this. There was a rumor that the cameraman actually said that this was a footage that was taken from a crash in Socorro. Is there any truth to that, or is this just a rumor?
One of the things that make this different from the overall Roswell story as we know it, you know, one of the original investigators into Roswell was Stanton Friedman. Then along came Bill Moore. Kevin Randall and Don Schmidt were involved, and then a whole host of other UFO researchers. And almost universally, everybody agrees that the Roswell event happened in very early July of 1947. According to the story of this cameraman, and I might also say, Mike, that I received a facsimile of a number of labels that were allegedly on these film canisters, all point to June. So we either have one of several things happening here. There might have been a couple of cases that happened, one that we know about, which is Roswell, 1947 July, and one we don't. Or one of those might be a tremendous amount of disinformation to throw the whole case in disarray. Or there is, I guess, the possibility that either the people in the July case are absolutely confused about the date, or this guy is.
Okay.
But we seem to have two different happenings here. So it's hard to say at this point. And we won't know until somebody can locate this cameraman and talk to him at great length.
Okay. Hold that. We're going to another break. And when we come back, I want to get into some of the alternative explanations for where this might have come from. My guest is Don Ecker, Research Director for UFO Magazine and the host of UFOs Tonight. We're talking about the Roswell autopsy video that's going to be shown on Fox tomorrow night, August the 28th, nationally. You'll have to check your local listings for it to appear. It's going to be probably in the vicinity of 7 to 8 o'clock your time, whatever that is. And, you know, it's very interesting. We're talking about a very controversial thing here. Also, the winner of the last T-shirt giveaway was Jim from Caldwell, Idaho, listening in on KIDO. We're going to give another T-shirt away soon, so stay tuned. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. Give us a call about your opinion on this Roswell footage. We'll be right back after this break. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum.
There are many magazines about UFOs. Continuum is different. Continuum is the official quarterly publication of Paranet and MICAP, and is the outgrowth of Paranet's worldwide communications network on paranormal phenomena. It's in-depth, challenging, and above all, fascinating. It takes a straight-ahead, no-nonsense look at UFOs, worldwide sighting reports, parapsychology, abduction phenomena, futuristic science, and much, much more. You can get Continuum for just $18 a year. Continuum is also available by fax for a small additional fee. Be informed. Call now and subscribe to Continuum. Call 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. Continuum, published by Paranet Information Services and MICAP. Order yours today at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. Continuum, one of the most fascinating magazines you'll ever read.
Paranet and MICAP, the Multinational Investigations Cooperative on Aerial Phenomena, gives you a chance to hear and read more about UFOs and the paranormal. Catch up on our previous Paranet radio shows with cassette tapes you can order for $8 each, or two tapes for $6 each, three or more at $5 each. Become a member of Paranet and subscribe to Continuum, Paranet's quarterly magazine. And don't forget our stunning black t-shirt with a background of galaxies, stars, and comets, the Paranet and MICAP logos, and a beautiful blue-green planet Earth. When you order from Paranet, you're helping to support this program. Call now for more information or to order your tapes, Continuum subscriptions, or t-shirts at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. Paranet, your window on the universe at 1-800-UFO-NET-1.
The mystery of UFOs, strange lights in the sky, crashed saucers, alien abductions, secret military projects, government cover-ups, hoaxes, and frauds. We cover it all on the Paranet Continuum. Now back to your host, Michael Corbin.
And it's time for another t-shirt giveaway. Again, Alien Grays is our new sponsor to the Paranet Continuum. They're giving away t-shirts now to help sponsor the show, to help support the show. I'm going to give a t-shirt away to the ninth caller who calls 1-800-UFO-2009, 1-800-836-2009. That's caller number nine. So start dialing, and we'll get the ninth caller and give them a t-shirt. And by the way, too, if you're on a program, on a station that gets this program tape delayed, you can send us a card to Paranet, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034-0172. And we'll have a drawing and give one of those away to one of those listeners in that area. Welcome back, my guest, Don Ecker. He is the research director for UFO Magazine and the host of UFOs Tonight. That program is heard over the cable radio network each Saturday night. Don, one of the questions I have, and I don't think I've ever posited this to anybody yet, but 1993 was kind of an interesting year. Congressman Schiff opened the GAO investigation in 93. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that was in February or March, wasn't it? Do you recall?
I don't recall exactly when it was, but yes, he did. As a matter of fact, he was just on my program a couple of weeks ago, and I got to really go into depth about his overall involvement with this and his feelings generally.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, the question I have, what is the possibility? I mean, we're talking now that we think that, you know, this video is a hoax, and I have to agree with you. I think it is too. And without the bodies, of course, or something more physical to really put our hands on, all we still have is a film. It's just like a story. It's anecdotal. But what is the possibility that this could have been the trump card that, say, the intelligence community has been keeping up their sleeve till the last minute?
The thing about Roswell, and I think almost universally among researchers around the entire world, Roswell is considered the Holy Grail. of UFO research for a number of reasons,
uh-huh.
not the least of which is the fact that the United States Army Air Force, in July of 1947, out of the 509th Bomb Group, the only atomic bomb wing then on the whole planet, announced that they had recovered a flying saucer, a disc. The whole enchilada, not pieces and parts of one, like the Air Force report of September of last year. Plus, over the years, researchers like Friedman, Randall, Schmidt, Moore, and others, mm-hmm. even myself, I located a firsthand witness to this event. There have been several hundred first and second-hand witnesses, and they all state that something absolutely extraordinary happened there.
Now, let me interrupt you right there and ask you a quick question on that. I know that Schiff is kind of possibly leaning toward the possibility that maybe what crashed out there could have been something more human that would have been catastrophic for the military if the public had found out about it.
Mike,
is there any possibility of that?
That doesn't hold water today.
Okay.
And he mentioned that, and I'll tell you why it doesn't, in my opinion now, okay?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't hold water. Number one, just recently, in the last year or two, Hazel O'Leary, who is in charge of the Department of Energy, which is the successor to the old Atomic Energy Commission,
okay.
released many, many documents detailing horrendous AEC experiments
right.
on unsuspecting civilians, American citizens that were given radioactive material to watch what the material did to their bodies. We know about then ultra top secret CIA experiments administering drugs to unsuspecting citizens, some which actually died as a result of it. We know about mustard gas tests now on American veterans from the Second World War. We know about marching American troops into areas that just had atomic weapons set off on them to see if they could survive and operate in an atomic contaminated environment. These are all horrible things. What could be more horrible than that? The only thing that makes any sense is that something much more extraordinary happened. I mean, for a half century now, the government has been lying through their teeth about this, and they have been caught in lie after lie.
Well, I agree, but the thing is that what is one more nail in the coffin, so to speak, if they had children aboard a V-2 rocket? That would have been an outrage.
That to begin with, you have to be familiar with the German V-2.
Okay.
Okay, the nose cone of the V-2 rocket was not large enough to accommodate a human being, and it's pretty much known that even monkeys and dogs were not launched into space until the 1950s.
All right.
And some of the people that have come forward with stories of shaved monkeys, do you remember when that story was
sure.
going around
mm-hmm.
and using mannequins and so forth? Just doesn't wash. Plus, we cannot forget the testimony of the people that were there on the site. The rancher, Mac Brazel, Major Jesse Marcel, who was the intelligence officer of this atomic bomb wing, and others that saw and handled this debris. Marcel's son, who today is a full bird colonel in the Air National Guard in Wyoming, in Montana, I'm sorry, he's up in Montana,
mm-hmm.
stated that when he was about 11 or 12 years old, his dad brought some of this stuff home before it was classified ultra top secret. He handled some of it, and he said this material is like nothing he had ever seen before, and his father later went on the record and stated that. This stuff, look, the Air Force has been saying for a long time that what this was a weather balloon. Then they stopped in midstream, turned around, they said, well, we lied about this. This was a top-secret project mogul balloon. But still, there was nothing on either of those balloons that was top-secret. It was neoprene, it was balsa wood, it was wire. It was stuff that anybody that had a half an ounce of gray matter would have recognized.
Sure.
And Marcel was a combat veteran of World War II, and he held a highly classified, very responsible job. Later, the man was promoted. Now, do you really think, especially in those days, that if somebody would have come out with a statement like that that embarrassed the military to the extent that they were embarrassed, that they would not have booted that guy out? Ultimately, that would have happened. It still happens today. So, yeah, there was something there, and they've been lying through their teeth for 50 years, still trying to keep it secret.
Okay. Got to go to our final break. And, of course, now we also have the revelation that they have destroyed documents that were key to that and have now publicly said that they've done that. When we come back, we'll get your vitals, Don, on how our listeners can get a hold of you. We're going to give away another T-shirt on the other side of the break. Our last winner was Sean from Boise, Idaho, listening on KIDO. Thank you, Sean. We'll be sending you that T-shirt from Alien Grays. Stay tuned. Coming back from the break, we'll get, again, Don Ecker's vitals so we can find out how to get in touch with him. 1-800-836-2009 is our number. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum. Grab a pen and get ready to copy down a computer address. It's an email address where you can reach the Paranet Information Services BBS through America Online. With America Online's Internet Gateway, you can send us mail and we can respond to you personally through your America Online screen name. With America Online's Usenet newsgroup tie-in, you can also access the 7 Paranet newsgroups dealing with UFOs, metaphysics, paranormal activity, and others. Learn about our upcoming shows and pose questions in advance. And if your question is selected, you'll get a free cassette copy of the show. You'll also find summaries of past shows. If you're not already a customer of America Online, call 1-800-827-6364 for more information. Now, here's that email address to reach us. It's paranet@aol.com or paranet@paranet.org. America Online and Paranet, a winning combination.
It's the natural thing to do. When a computer gets a little too old and becomes unproductive, you put it out to pasture. But your old computer still has life in it, and the power to give new life to people with disabilities. Computers you've written off as useless can prevent millions of people from being written off. They can train people with differing abilities to sparkle with the skills society needs. That's how your old computers can help us develop this precious human resource. In the process, we might just discover another Beethoven, Albert Einstein, Franklin Roosevelt, or Helen Keller. Donate your old computers to the National Christina Foundation, a not-for-profit foundation. Call 1-800-CHRISTINA, 1-800-CHRISTINA. Machines you can write off, people you can't. Donated computers and office equipment are tax deductible.
This is the Paranet Continuum, a weekly program dedicated to the mysterious and fascinating world of UFOs and the paranormal. If you're interested in learning more about Paranet, the world's foremost communications network on the paranormal, call us at 303-863-0484 or write to Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034. Once again, here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And welcome back, my guest, Don Ecker, Research Director for UFO Magazine and the host of UFOs Tonight, heard on the cable radio network on Saturday nights. We've got about a minute and a half to wrap this, and I've got to give away another T-shirt, Don, so hang on with me here just for a second. I'm going to give another T-shirt away to the sixth caller who calls now at 1-800-UFO-2009, 1-800-836-2009. That's the sixth caller. Again, that's Alien Grays, a sponsor of this program, and they have over 15 designs, including X-Files, Star Trek, Fire in the Sky, and other dazzling alien life forms. Give us a call. Sixth caller, 1-800-UFO-2009. Don, real quick, give out information as to how our listeners can contact you.
Okay, they can contact me via AOL or the Internet. My AOL address is D-O-N-F-E-I-I. And if you're coming in from the Internet, D-O-N-F-E-I-I, @AOL.com. Plus my Paranet, I can be reached through Paranet. I've got Paranet Beta, the UFO Information Database. And the telephone number for that is 818-896-4204. They can also contact us at UFO Magazine. The address is UFO Magazine, P.O. Box 1053, Sunland, California, just like it sounds, S-U-N-L-A-N-D, 91041. Or they can call us at 818-951-1250.
Okay. Don, I want to thank you very much for being on the program. It was a very interesting hour, and I guess we're going to just have to wait and see what takes place after this this program airs tomorrow night. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Don and I wish to stress that, you know, of course, there is no proof yet, and this does not constitute proof, although it is probably very interesting. And by the way, Don, we had a caller call in at the last minute and said that his grandfather was in the 509th Bomb Group, died just a short time ago, and before he died, he told this young man, believe Roswell. So that's an interesting closing comment. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the Paranet Continuum. We'll see you next week. Until then, this is Michael Corbin telling you to keep your eyes on the skies. Good night.